Okay, our scripture reading is from Philippians chapter 2. I'm reading from verse 19 up to verse 22. I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, that I also may be cheered when I receive news about you. I have no one else like him who takes genuine interest in the warfare. For everyone looks out for his own interests, not for of Jesus Christ. But you know that Timothy has proved himself, because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of ministry. Brothers, we live in a world that is easy to become a pastor, especially in a country today. You can just become a pastor overnight. You know, we live in times whereby the only requirements to become a pastor is just a pair of shoes. And the shiny suits. And the Facebook account. And you need to attach the tags next to your name. And then you are a man of God. Done. But we need to remember that Christ, like servant, are still hard to find. From this passage, we want to talk about Christ like servants. And where Paul says, Christ like servants are scarce. When Paul wrote the book of Philippians, we know that he was writing in response or to thank the church for the continuous support for him. But at the same time, when we come to chapter 2, we discover that Paul is emphasizing the humility of Christ. And he's saying that we need to shine also like stars in a very crooked world, in a very crooked generation. That is what his emphasis in chapter 2. And when we come to our text, we find that Paul is now giving the example of what he has been talking about in above verses. He's giving us two gentlemen, two role models. He says that they have been seen as role models. Is particularly identifying Paul, Timothy. He's saying that Timothy is a scarce breed. Number one, it says Timothy has been is hard to find. He's saying that there's no one like Timothy. You must remember that Paul was saying this after he has worked with several people in his life, in his missionary journey. We know that he was exposed to many people. He was exposed to several ministers of the gospel until he made the conclusion. He concludes that Christ-like ministers are hard to get. And he's brave to say that, I hope in the Lord Jesus Christ to send Timothy to you soon, so that also I may be cheered when I receive news about you, because I have no one like him. Now, Paul is pointing us to Christ as an ultimate model of humility from chapter 2. He then identified three areas in particular where Paul argues us to follow Timothy's example. And number one, he says that we must be genuine, because Paul is saying that Timothy take a genuine interest in the things of God. And our word genuine means to be authentic. So he said that he is a genuine servant of God. Ministry is calling us to approach it genuinely, brothers and sisters. We need to have genuine love. We need to serve genuinely. Also, we need to preach genuinely. So now, authentic—it's the name of the game in ministry. We know that we live in a situation whereby the world has doubts for ministers, especially in our nation. There's a dark cloud that is hanging over ministers. You know, ministers are no longer commanding that dignity and as men of God that we used to have during the old generations. But we have come into a point whereby ministers have lost, people have lost interest, they've lost interest and trust to us. So hence, Paul is saying that those who want to be in ministry like Timothy, we need to follow his example, and that we are genuine in our approach in ministry. Now, the opposite of genuinity is fake. You cannot fake the things of God. You know that we live in situations whereby there's a lot of incidents that whereby people and even respected men of God are faking these things. But hence Paul is putting an emphasis that no one like Timothy, because he's a genuine man. So now ministry will call us to be genuine in our approach, whether we like it or not. And if we do not want to be genuine in our approach, we better leave ministry. And we better go and sell vegetables. Because ministry will demand you to be genuine. Ministry will demand you to be a man of truth. A man of integrity. In order to gain respect and trust of people, again, as we have mentioned, that people have lost trust in us. I'm talking about in our context here. And secondly, Paul is exhorting us. He says that putting Christ first interests. He says that everyone looks down and looks for their own interests in this world. But Timothy is looking for the interest of Christ. One of the primary ways to demonstrate that you have interest of Christ in your heart as a minister of God is to preach Christ. Do you have the interest of Christ in your heart? Then preach Christ. And if we preach Christ, it is an opportunity to show the interest, to show that we are interested in the gospel, because there's no gospel without Christ. You know that preaching Christ is among discussed things in our nation today. You know, the majority of ministers have preferred motivational topics, good motivational topics, good advices. You know, it is so lovely, nice, and sweet to preach good advices in the pulpit. Because you'll be a favorite to people when you give them good advices. People, they love good advices, and they are scared that their sins should be confronted. And if you confront people's sins through the gospel of Jesus Christ, you are not going to be a favorite. So now, one of the most powerful ways to show that you are interested in Christ, preach him. Let him be exalted in your preachings. Let him be the center of your preaching when you get the opportunity to preach. When you get the opportunity to preach, let Christ be known and let Christ be revealed. Otherwise, if you have not yet revealed him, you are still silent. So now, we know that, brothers and sisters, that Christ is the number one need of humankind. So me and you knows that. We both know that. So Christ is an ultimate solution, is an ultimate answer to all human problems and situation. So now the trouble and the problem that we are facing in our world, in our nation, can be solved by Christ. So when we preach him, we show the way. Paul is also exalting, and he denotes that Timothy has proved himself. How do we prove ourselves? He says that Timothy, in the work of the gospel, he has proved himself. We prove ourselves in times of plenty, and sometimes in times of scarcity, in our journey with the Lord. In times of scarcity, we prove that we are genuine. We prove perseverance and long-suffering and endurance under trials. So the gospel, sometimes will call us to go through tribulation and trials in our life. And that is going to be an opportunity to prove yourself. It is not under your power. It is the power of the Holy Spirit, of course. By virtue of being here at the college, especially our students, it's an opportunity to prove yourself. You know that sometimes I wonder how are you going to preach about perseverance and patience under suffering if you yourself, you have abandoned. Because yeah, we know that sometimes, you know, I remember when we're doing BTH 1 here at Mkanyo, we started at 17 in our class. But when we graduated, we were 2. Other people have abandoned their course. And they've chosen shortcuts. So it makes me wonder, if you fail to persevere for 3 years to 4 years, and you're saying that is a long time, I cannot stand for that. But you're a minister. And sometimes you'll be encouraging people to persevere in your ministry. So how are you going to encourage people to persevere, to be patient in suffering in your ministry, if you did not prove yourself to be authentic? Hence Paul says that Timothy have proved himself under difficult conditions. When we face difficult conditions and tribulations in our life, it is an opportunity for us to prove ourselves that we are authentic. We are authentic men of God. We can stand the pressure outside there in the field and difficulties that are posed by situations out there. So it is not our power, it is not by mighty, it is by the Holy Spirit that makes us to persevere, that makes us to be able to stand all the tests and trials. We pray that may the good God grant us power and victory over the course of life. And in conclusion, we, in the world that is, men of God are very scarce, Christ-centered servants are very scarce. Let us choose to be authentic. Let us choose to be genuine through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us not be scared of difficulties because they prove us. Amen. We thank you for your word. Receive it in our heart. It is your word. Thank you for allowing us an opportunity to stand, to sit at your feet, for your word to nourish us and give us the strength and power to be able to stand. In Jesus' name, amen.